fire had spread onto the carpet in front of the door and was inching its way across the room toward Darian and Blue. Suddenly, the thing turned and ran and leapt like a flaming comet through the window. The entire doorway was now an inferno. Darian and Blue searched quickly, but found no other exits from the room. Then Darian's attention was drawn to the green powder on the rug.
Blue!
Said Darian.
The powder is explosive! You've got to get out of here now!
The flames moved across the floor like an ocean wave toward the thick lines of greenish powder, 100 times the amount Darian had thrown on the thing. Darian estimated the fire would reach the powder in about 20 heartbeats. Blue ran and leapt onto the huge round windowsill. He waved for Darian to follow.
We must be 100 feet up!
Blue nodded, gave a grim smile, and stepped out the window. Darian ran and jumped up onto the sill. He looked down. A few seconds later, he thought he saw a splash of silver in the moonlit glimmering on the Song River far below. What if the water were shallow at this point? What if he missed and hit the bank? He glanced back into the room. The fire was a foot away from the powder and sweeping toward it. Suddenly, he noticed a glint near the magic circle that he now realized was not one of the charms. Darian's eyes bulged. It was the pearl. The flame was about to touch the green powder. An agonized cry burst from Darian's lips as he leapt out of the window.
Ah!
A flash burst for 2 seconds, as if the sun had accidentally risen too early. Then a tremendous boom resounded, and a clap of wind, like a gigantic hand, knocked Darian forward into the air.
Ah!
He fell. He saw first the moon, then the silver lines of buildings, then the glimmer of the river, then the tower of fire, then the river much closer. Or were those only rocks shining in the moonlight directly below him? He called out to Lady Luck in his mind, the closest thing to a prayer, to the closest thing to a god that he believed in, wrapped his arms about his legs, tucked into a ball, and closed his eyes. He exhaled one last time and held his breath. A moment later, his back was slapped by the surface. He plunged through cold water. He immediately let go of his legs. His left shoulder impacted the bottom of the river. Then he kicked upward and broke the surface. He swam to the far shore, crawled up on a rock, and looked up. Fire now licked at the outside of the tower. Black smoke was blotting out the hunter's moon. Suddenly, there was a tremendous boom, twice as loud as the first. Part of the tower exploded outward in a greenish flame. Darian struggled up the bank, over a short stone wall, and onto the avenue. He looked back up as he heard a loud creaking of timbers and crackling of flame. The top part of the tower leaned forward like the broken mast of a ship and fell to the river below with a resounding crash.